The story you gave about having, I forgot the exact details, but the monk that threw a bottle away in a tree.
Right.
And, you know, I forgot who we went to.
Lumpajia.
And if I understand correctly, Lumpajia hit him twice, punched him.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking,
I know, who scores always do things three times.
Yeah, do it three times, yeah.
I didn't quite understand the point of that. It was sort of like...
it was some sort of broken bottle, but I've never heard the story. Some sort of broken bottle, and it was just sort of tossed somewhere. You know, it was really sloppily done. Something was really sloppily done in his monastery, and Lopajia didn't. He doesn't suffer fools. And he, yeah, they don't know the background of the actual person. But Lumbajia is, Ajahn Mahabua described Lumbajia as a diamond.
Gold wrapped in a rag.
I heard gold wrapped, well, a shitty rag. his nature. I thought Ajahn Wangchai expressed it really well. When somebody's personality, just because they're enlightened, it doesn't mean their personality changes. I mean, it's tempered, or it's kind of maybe softened a bit, but they don't suddenly become completely different people. So somebody like somebody like Ajahn Chah, he was always even when he was a kid, he was the center of attention. He was the kid that all the other kids wanted to be with. Mm-hmm. It was just his. Somebody like Lopatend, remember Ajahn Chah sort of saying, you know, Lopatend. And he's very refined, very dignified, and personally he's this extremely peaceful person. But then he always ends up with people around him who are creating problems and difficulties. And he's this incredibly noble figure who doesn't seem to ever have people around him. That's his personality, his temperament, his karmic propensities, people are different. You bring, even if you're enlightened, you bring, you know, a whole lot of baggage into the package. So Lopajia, remember, it's just quite coarse. Remember reading in his biography. They took him to Australia. And so he's either in business class or first class, and the plane takes off, and the the fastened seatbelt thing is on, and he's, you know, he's just talking, he's just up to speak, really out loud to his attendant one. I'm gonna take a piss. And I said, I'm getting up and going, and she said, you can't get up. They don't really need this. You know, what do you mean I can't get up? I could barely even piss in the seat if I can't. get me sad. But I guess it was, maybe there was turbulence as well. So anyway, because then it was really sweet, and the stewardess, you know, found some kind of a container. Couldn't get out. It's just completely, I need a spittoon. I need to take a piss. That was it. And he just had no, that level of refinement just doesn't come across his consciousness.
I'm wondering if, the reason why it piqued my attention is because you're trying to evaluate teachers or who you want to spend time with. And it, you know, it's like, gee, you know. how do you use some sort of judgment around who you want to spend time with? I think that was a thing. Obviously, that was such a snapshot, instance.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, and somebody like that is not, I mean, he's not looking to make people comfortable. Mm-hmm. So, and he had, he never really developed a large following. I can imagine it was really difficult to live with.
There's one part of the story in his bio where these monks came to come live with him from Ponsa, and they heard about him, and they're like, their teacher said, don't go live with him. And then the day before the Ponsa starts, he says, oh, I'm leaving, and I gotta go take care of Lumpur, cow. He's my teacher, and I'm leaving, and they start crying, and they're upset, how can you leave, and we were told you this was gonna happen, and he says, shut up, and he just starts screaming at him, and he's like, I'm gonna go take care of Lumpur cow, and this is my teacher, and the next day, same thing, they're all really upset, and he leaves. And then they just stay there for the Ponsa. So it's a similar kind of thing, what they were told, this is what's going to happen. It's interesting, though, the video rule about hitting another person is out of anger.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's, you don't hit somebody, sure. The rule's about
it. Yeah, that is sort of like, Mupuji is fine. What this guy needs is a real pop in the mouth.
So it's not necessarily that he was experiencing anger, just like that was the whole point of the story.
Yeah, and there, your ordinary person can't tell what's going on in somebody else's mind. So that's where you end up sort of paying attention to. I mean, it's like there are different teachers, different personalities, different characteristics, and you draw close to those, and you feel you can learn from, or you have confidence in them. And others, you have to sort of leave it aside.